Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Interesting stuff going on in life after football when it comes to helping, kind of those after the impact, so to speak. And we'll let him explain more as to what it is. But Chris Borland, the former Wisconsin Badger and NFL linebacker, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure. So, first of all, when people say, the after the impact, my assumption is everybody's assumption is, okay, we're talking about head trauma again. Is that exactly what it is? If not, explain.
Well, that's certainly a central part of what After the Impact Fund does. What's unique about them is they pair former NFL players with military veterans. It's a really unique approach, and they found profound benefits to it. So it's a thrill for me to be a part because I've got two brothers that are active duty military. So we fit perfectly with After the Impact, and they deal with traumatic brain injury. They work with post-traumatic stress. Also, they work with the families. I think that's one thing that doesn't get a lot of coverage is that when these things happen to folks, it doesn't just happen to the individual, but their entire families. So it's a really wonderful organization.
A couple of years in the league, you look at yourself and you say, I think I'm gonna get away from this. How difficult a decision was that?
You know, it was excruciating. I loved and still love football, but had to be realistic about my personal health. And with the mounting evidence and with my own injury history, it's a decision that made sense for me. I think with the amount of information available and then, being realistic with my health, it wasn't as hard personally, but I knew people wouldn't understand, and I knew how contentious and, wrought with anger that conversation can be. It's a hard thing to deal with. So, it was difficult, but I've been involved in a ton of really great things since, so not looking back.
Yeah, it's interesting because people, you say, well, my own injury history, people ask all the time, well, had you not gotten hurt, would the thought process be the same? And you can ask yourself, not just you, but others in the game, had I not gotten a couple of injuries, would my thought process be different when it comes to, say, retirement or thought process about injuries down the road or impact or concussions or things like that? Injuries are a 100% part of the game, a part of football. But do you find other guys that are, say, I'm not going to say injury-free, but guys that have not frequently been injured, are these guys coming to you too and saying, hey, can you give me a little more information just so I can kind of protect myself?
Not a lot, no. I think a lot of guys will reach out to me because that injury serves as a wake-up call, as it did for me. So one thing that's difficult to grapple with is that repetitive brain injury is inextricable from football. It's just part of the game. And whether or not you have symptoms of a concussion, sometimes the damage is going on absent pain or absent symptoms. So that's something that I learned in this process that was enlightening and somewhat frightening. But I think we've seen over the past few years guys taking their lives into their own hands, making decisions based off the information available. Most guys choose to continue to play. An increasing number of guys have walked away, but there's mutual respect between the parties.
I was going to say, when you talk about the mutual respect between the parties, getting back to the original, the Impact Fund, it's pretty interesting because football players call themselves warriors, but when you get paired up with a guy that is the kind of, if you want to call him the true warrior, so to speak, it's eye-opening, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I've never, having two older brothers that are in the Army, I've never really liked that saying and don't think it's true that football players are warriors. But what After the Impact Fund has seen is that in pairing these groups, there's mutual respect between them. So sometimes when you're working only with veterans, or I did a study last year, we worked only with football players, there's this propensity to downplay whatever you have going on. Ah, I'm all right, not that big of a deal. Because you're back amongst your peer group. You're back amongst the guys that In the case of the military, you went to war with, and in the case of football, you went to basically a brawl with. So, but when you get the groups together, because of that mutual respect and because of not exactly the same issues, but very similar issues, I think we're finding guys share more. And it's a chance to be as sappy as it sounds, be a little vulnerable. And that's kind of the first step in acknowledging what's going on and getting help. So, yeah, I think their approach has been proven to be tremendously effective, and I'm thrilled to be a part.
Were you and your brother Joe just kind of sitting around one night and come up with this idea to put all this together, or was this something that you were approached on regarding this, regarding the After the Impact Fund?
Well, the After the Impact Fund is closely related to Gridiron Greats, which is an organization Jerry Kramer and Mike Ditka started years ago. So I'd done some advocacy and fundraising for them for a couple of years, and when After the Impact Fund was created last year, I thought, wow, I've done work in mental health at the Carter Center and worked with some veterans, and obviously with my brothers, this is perfect. It's just something we all believe in. So I reached out to the executive director of Gridiron Greats and said, PATH Run's coming up, and there's probably, you'd be hard pressed to find better synergy than, Pat Tillman, PATH Run, After the Impact. And then in a very small way, my brothers and myself, it all fits together so nicely, and we've got an opportunity to raise a lot of money for guys who need it. So it's come together quickly, and we're all really excited.
The After the Impact Fund, by the way, we're sitting here talking with Chris Borland, the former Wisconsin Badger and NFL linebacker. The After the Impact Fund, as you had mentioned, helps and pairs up with NFLers and also former military members in kind of a healing project, and they both get a lot out of it, and that's what he's here to promote. I wanted to ask you, because somebody just tweeted out and said, do you still watch football the same way? And you have this youthful exuberance as a kid. You love the game. You just mentioned you still love the game, but do you watch it differently now?
Well, I haven't watched.
Really? Not at all, huh?
Not at all, no. It's not not in protest. I think it's more of a kind of a hard-earned apathy. The nature of my decision, a lot of subsequent work with families and players, is just kind of, I couldn't view it the same way. But I do think, a lot of players at the college and pro level begin to watch the game differently. Not so much as a fan, but, I would look up at the screen and see film study. I'd see a chess match. So I watched it differently in that regard. And then I know a lot of guys, former players that still watch, but, really cringe at the sound, not as much the scene, but audibly what happens when you hear a loud crunch. That to me is probably a more difficult thing than the game visually.
You know, one thing that I found interesting, Chris, was when we go to Super Bowl every year, and when we're there, we talk to a lot of the players that have had CTE or have CTE. I shouldn't say had, but guys that are battling that, they come on the program with different doctors and talk about the neurology side of things. I get guys that can barely walk. I get guys with knee injuries and back injuries. And every time I ask them, would you do it all over again? They smile and they say, absolutely. Would you do it all over again?
No, I think as it stands today, absolutely. I'm 27 years old, so got to live out a dream, have lifelong friends, and all those wonderful things. Frankly, though, if I get dementia when I'm 50 or 60, no, I would have done things differently. But I don't spend my life worrying too much about what's down the road. I think I've likely increased my odds of living a long, healthy life. So as of right now, yes, absolutely. I'm thrilled that I played football at the college and pro level.
Got to ask you, if people want to get more information on all of this and everything you're talking about and get more information on how maybe they can either volunteer or donate or what have you, where do they go?
Very simple. AfterTheImpactFund.org. They've got all the information there. If you can't donate, at least spread the word, because it's a wonderful organization. And it's just gain momentum and help so many men in need. So AfterTheImpactFund.org, any way you can contribute would be greatly appreciated.
I got one more question. This came from Twitter. This is legitimate. Do you get contacted by parents or kids that are coming, say, from the smaller levels, say even from high school, that ask you about this? My assumption is you were pretty prolific when you decided to walk away from the game, and people probably were wanting to reach out to you either for an opinion or for a synopsis. But do you get a lot of people that are younger that want to talk to you about the game?
I do, almost daily. And I think it's because when you're so engrossed in the game at a young age, and I can relate, I went to a football powerhouse in high school. It seems like at the age of 16 or 17 that it's the entire world. So a lot of these kids maybe can be reckless with their brain health. So oftentimes their parents reach out to me because I walked away from the highest level just to remind the kids to think of the bigger picture. Sitting out a game or two more your junior or senior year of high school may seem like a big deal, but you're going to have to live with that brain for the rest of your life. So, yeah, I get it often.
Chris, always a pleasure to talk to you. And anytime you need to come on, you just give us a buzz. We'll give you a shout, okay?
Thanks so much, Bill.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Chris Borland, the former NFL linebacker, Badger linebacker, and part of the After the Impact Fund. Go to aftertheimpactfund.org for all the information. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.